Yeah, that's true. You could try and go see Merrily with Lindsay. That could be fun.
No, I'm going to see things that are happening this season, that are new this season, that I have yet to see. Because I'm a Tony voter, damn it.
Hello, and welcome to episode 110 of Theater Nerds.
I'm your host, Rachel Jones.
And I'm your other host, Taylor Reed. Theater Nerds is a podcast about our obsessions with theater, where we will explore all aspects of theater, musicals, and everything in between.
This podcast is not set up to be a deep dive into technique or theater history, but we're hopeful that no matter if you're an enthusiast like us, or if you've only seen your April Fool's production of Tootsie Jr., you'll enjoy this podcast. So cue the orchestra and come nerd out with us.
How many rolls does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Jr.? That's all I want to say. In case you guys didn't know, you can find us on all major podcast platforms.
That's right. You can also leave us a star rating and review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, or you can view us on our new tube, YouTube channel at Theater Nerd Pod.
That's right. To find out more about the Theater Nerd cult, check us out at theaternerdpod.com, or you can also find us on Instagram and Threads at Theater Nerd Pod and on Facebook at Theater Nerd Podcast.
In today's episode, we're discussing March Musical Madness Elite Eight.
All right, Rachel.
Also, I still want the record to reflect that I am salty that Broadway World is doing their March Musical Madness with musicals.
Yes, I totally agree. Hello. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. Yeah. We made it. It's April Fool's.
It's April Fool's. Just go. This is a real episode. We didn't put
as we talk about here. Will hopefully be real.
Yeah, I guess we could have done like a holiday theme, because sometimes we do holiday themed episodes. I'm really silly this episode apparently. We do holiday themed episodes sometimes, so we could have been like, who's the fooliest actor on the stage?
What?
Yeah, like who's
the fooliest?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
That can't be a word.
I do want to say a weird thing that my parents did on April Fool's Day is like they wouldn't let us have like sugary cereal a lot, but then on April Fool's Day they were like, "You can eat like a fool, haha," and we'd like eat junk food.
That's so funny. Old workplace, there's one person who really is into April Fools, and I'm just like, I'm not saying that my last day of work was the week before April Fools for a reason, but it kind of was.
Do you think we'll get the announcement of Audra McDonald and Gypsy on today? And because we're recording this obviously not on April Fools, but do you think we'll get that today?
And I think that it's like, happening. Okay. I've seen all these conspiracy TikToks as one does, where it's like she never said no. Mm-hmm. She just said that's a rumor.
Yeah. Like the one you sent me in particular, I really felt like he was my spirit animal, and we'll link it in the show notes below. And I just really loved him. I believe that it's true.
I sent Taylor so many TikToks, I don't even know which one I sent to him.
Yeah, it's like this guy in a robe. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, Oracle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the sweaty Oracle. Yeah. Which, I don't know if I agree with that, but for me is what I mean.
Yes,
we're talking about our Elite Eight today. We're going from Elite Eight into the next round.
Final four? Is that how that works? Da-na-na-na.
Da-na-na-na-na. Yeah. The voting, we did it correctly this week. Yay! Yeah.
We've done it. Yeah.
You know how to do it. And I feel like honestly, each week more and more people vote, which is very exciting. That's right. And also, we've almost got 160 followers on our Instagram, which is so great. Please tell your friends and family to come follow us.
If you don't know, we say it every episode, but we are on Instagram and you should follow us because we're even more fun on Instagram than we are. We just posted stage door photos yesterday last week for World Theater Day. And I felt those were really funny. We picked some of the most unhinged ones. And
one day, if we ever have a Patreon, which will happen, that's one of our goals.
It'll happen this year. It's going to happen. Yeah. Prepare your wallets, prepare your minds.
I've pitched to Rachel that Rachel and I will rewatch one of our old theater shows because we used to film them. And I think it would be so fun. So maybe we'll do that.
I would need alcohol drug of choice.
Yeah. Or we could just do a La La Land, like drunk or high, maybe. One of those. Unedible.
Oh,
yeah.
Gosh.
Blah, blah, land? That's what we
call it. Blah, blah, land?
I feel like if there was a character that represented April Fools, it would be Clopin from Hunchback. Like, he would be like, I just, whenever I think of April Fools, I think of that character. I just wanted to maybe we should have done a deep dive on that character. Anyway, we are going to talk about
maybe we will do an episode on the fools in shows, like the people who play the fool, like the stereotype or the archetype, the fool.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Puck, Midsummer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming back to this later. Yeah. Let's get to some things.
It's a lot of Christian Borle characters now that I'm thinking about it.
Yeah, absolutely. It is.
You know, sorry, side tangent on Christian Borle just for a second. Did you know he's 50 years old? I watched a video of him. That was like a recent video of a concert that he was doing.
Oh, when he did Chip on Your Shoulder?
Yes, yes. How did you know this? Wow.
Because I've seen it. I have a phone. Yeah. Have a phone.
Yeah, I have a phone. Not a sponsor at Apple. But that one of the comments was like, I can't believe he's 50. And I had to look it up and I was like, there is no way he is 50. He looks incredible. I was like, what? Wow. And then I talked to because we posted that photo on World Theater Day of me with Christian Borle. Mm-hmm. And which is not that great of a photo of him, I gotta say. He looks unwell. Two bot guys. That's what he looks like.
Unwell. It wasn't something rotten, so that worked.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Okay, we digress. We are gonna talk about our Elite Eight. Rachel does not know what's moving on to the next round if you're just tuning in. To the first, so there's some surprises. I just gotta say, it's gonna be great. But first, we need to do our weekly current theater Broadway news segment. What's the buzz?
What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening. What's the buzz? Tell me what's happening.
Tell me what's happening. Tell me what is happening, Rachel. What is the buzz this week?
What isn't happening on Broadway? What isn't going on?
And if you're watching us on YouTube right now, Rachel's very profesh to tell us the buzz.
I'm wearing a jacket. I know. Crazy news. Jordan Fisher is extending his run as Orpheus in Hadestown through September 15th. That's a long time. I did hear that the Broadway grosses from last week was that this was still at 99% capacity, which is great because this is the first week without Lola. So it feels like that's doing well. So excited for Jordan Fisher. I'm excited for Hadestown, which continues to be the show that I didn't think was going to run that long. Even though it's an incredible show, but I just definitely did not think it was going to run on Broadway this long. But anyway, we're excited for Jordan.
Do you think he signed on to do the show thinking that he might extend, or they asked him, hey, do you want to keep being in this show? That's what I want to know.
I don't know. I feel like probably, I wonder if there was something else he thought he might get in the meantime. Like, that's a long time. Like, that's the summer.
Has he done Little Shop yet? I guess he hasn't.
No, I don't think so. But, right, like, that's a long time for him to stay in a show. So I don't know. Probably they came to him and then also maybe it worked with his schedule.
Yeah. Steady income. That's all. I mean, he has a new baby. So as of recording this, It has not happened yet, but hopefully as of releasing this last night, I will have seen Hadestown for the first time because it's in my city right now and I'm going to do the lottery. So we will pray and hope that I will win the lottery. I had a friend at work because I told her about the lottery system and she put it in for today, I guess. And she forgot about it and she won, but she didn't do it in the time that she had to buy the tickets.
Oh, yeah.
So she lost them.
No. I'm so that's sorry. Big. She's
like,
sad.
Okay, I'm just going to do it again. And I was like, okay. Yeah. This was something Taylor, that I just really wanted to talk about because Alex Newell from Broadway Backwards posted a video of Alex Newell singing Back to Before from Ragtime. And
they're amazing.
It is like one of the most beautiful renditions I've ever seen. I love that so many of the comments are like Mary and Maisie would absolutely love this because Mary and Maisie originated the role of Mother. And I also couldn't help but think like, could there ever be a production of Ragtime with Alex Newell as Mother? Like,
I'm obsessed. That would be
insane. Well, it's also interesting because I don't know. I don't know if that could ever happen, but wow, that would be crazy. And also, I love that so many of the comments were like, Alex Newell, a show needs to be written just for Alex Newell. So Alex Amen. Newell can do what Alex Newell does.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah.
To maybe the one theater day,
we'll get a Gypsy revival with Alex Newell. So
I would love that.
But yeah, I would love that, Mama Ru. Did you watch the whole video of this?
It's so good. And then there was also, I believe, I don't know if it was practicing for Broadway Backwards or if it was for something else, but there was a song from Pippin that Alex also did. And that was really good. And the I was just seeing the rehearsal. So I don't know what it's for. And I'll have to link it in the show notes. But yeah, Alex is freaking incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
represented in our March Musical Madness.
That's right.
Yeah. Sunset Boulevard. Yeah. Gotta sing it like Derek Klena. revival with Nicole Scherzinger.
Yeah.
Scherzinger is a, I feel like you have to become a singer with Scherzinger. Anyway, announces the opening in the fall of 2024, October 20th at the St. James Theater, which I feel like was a little surprised. I feel like that's such a big theater for that show, but maybe that's kind of the point.
I'm like, are you expecting Illinois to close?
Well, it's a limited run. Illinois is limited. Oh, 16 weeks only, baby.
All right. Okay. All right.
That would be funny if it extended and then went to a different theater, though. That would be interesting. Yeah.
We've seen that literally this year.
It's true.
This season already.
Appropriate, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Wow. So in case you were wondering, it is the time. If you're not a season subscriber to what? If you don't have tickets to any musical production near you, if you're not a season subscriber, if you don't get the emails or you don't follow people on Instagram, it's hard to imagine that you're listening to our podcast without one or a few of those things. But if that's you have missed that, this is the time. It's normally like the middle of March into the beginning of April, where every venue, every performing arts space announces its next season. And that, besides Broadway doesn't do it quite like that. And so this week,
2 weeks before the Tony deadline, we're coming in.
You know what, Illinois. Yeah. But you know, so what we heard from this past week is Paper Mill Playhouse, and we heard their whole season, all of what they're going to have for 2024, 2025, which includes The Little Mermaid, which is not the Disney movie Taylor and I, or Disney musical Taylor and I thought.
Oh, yeah, we guessed Beauty and the Beast, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah.
But what was the rose for then, do you think?
I don't know.
This maybe? This? The Take the Lead?
So Take the Lead is one of the shows they announced. It's a musical. It is going to be the world premiere of this musical. It's based on the 2000 film of the exact same name, and it will premiere at the Paper Mill Playhouse.
Have you seen the movie? that starring Antonio Banderas? I think I have, but it's been so long. I mean, that was like almost 20 years ago.
That's crazy.
I know, that is crazy. I'm old. I mean, I was. I also was 10 when that movie came out. So
everyone's old now. Yeah. Oh my gosh, give us the next one because I told you A Little Night Music.
Yes, this is what I thought of it. Yeah, Cynthia Erivo and Ruthie Ann Miles will lead a little night. For some reason, this is hard to say. A Little Night Music concert at Lincoln Center. Performances starting June 27th. Yeah, when I saw this, I was like, wait, Rachel kind of called this, but also kind of not. Do you think this will
lead into a production?
I don't know. I feel like with both, especially with Cynthia having Wicked this year, I feel like not. But no. I mean, I guess they could get someone else, but.
But we'll see.
I'm kind of surprised because the Light at the Piazza production at New York City Centers with Ruthie Ann Miles last year was such a big hit. I'm surprised that hasn't like transferred.
I know. But also, that show is so good. Justice for Light in the Piazza.
I don't know much about it, but
have you listened to the music?
Just some of it. I haven't listened to a ton of it, but it's very, very beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah.
I do love, just because I thought of this, because wasn't what's her name? Kelly O'Hara was in Light at the Piazza, wasn't she? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love seeing these all these celebrities now going to see Days of Wine and Roses before it closes.
I know. It's
like so sad.
So sad. It has officially closed as of this coming out.
Yeah. It's so sad.
I know.
This next bit. Did you see the photo from today?
No, but I have a tweet I want to read or a thread I want to share. So you share the news and I'll share my thing.
Yeah, well, Lindsay Mendez and Lea Michele announced their pregnancy for each of them their second child. Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
But they're not together, by the way. These are
no.
They're not separate, being together.
Separate entities. Couple people. Yeah, I just want to show you this photo.
So this is the thread.
Lindsay posted. Look at this photo.
Oh, you gotta go pick it out.
I know, it's so cute. She says, Lindsay posted, gotta love at Lea Michele and celebrate our bumps at Merrily We Roll Along. Note that the two baby faces that got stuck up in the rafters this night. What are the odds? Yeah.
Wow. So this is the tweet.
Read me the tweet. Yeah.
Lindsay Mendez announcing her pregnancy, and then 20 minutes later, Lea Michele announcing hers? ? Wow. Big day for Jonathan Groff. That literally sent me so hard.
That's so
I didn't know where the tweet was going, but it could not have gotten better. Wow, big day. That's, for Jonathan Groff.
Wow, lady. That's like maybe my favorite thing I've ever heard.
One of my friends said that to me. Thank you.
That is incredible. Oh my gosh. Wow. Yeah, I'm excited for them. They both look very happy and healthy. I'm wondering if that thing that Lea Michele said now was this. Do you remember when she was like, I guess it would have been so long ago, but when she was like, when Funny Girl ended, she was like, I'm going to do something else. And now I'm like, wait, was it have another baby?
Having a baby?
Yes, this is what I'm saying. Was it, were they just like, they just kept trying and then they finally got pregnant? No, I don't know. They both look pretty far along. So I think, I don't know.
Far enough along to announce to the pup.
So. Yes, that's true. Excited for them. I hope they had their babies on the same day.
Jonathan Groff literally would not know what to do. That's the
rooms will be next to each other, so Jonathan can go.
He can be in the room where it happened. Yeah, that's
and
right.
Then he can write a musical about it, and it would be great. I think honestly Jonathan Groff, because he set up so many people, he should just write a musical about being a matchmaker.
I know. I agree.
Or we should have a Fiddler revival and Jonathan can actually play the matchmaker.
Yeah, that could be good.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, this next bit of news, you called.
Did I call?
Manifested.
I manifested. Okay.
Ariana DeBose is going to host the Tony Awards for the third time. Whoop, in a row.
In a row. Yeah, that's kind of crazy. I'm not that surprised, but I feel like it was like a big announcement, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Especially because it's three times in a row, but
yeah.
I'm excited. I like her as a host. I think she's it's interesting because she won her Oscar so quickly into her career that I feel like now she's like, well, what am I gonna do? Like she's done some very interesting projects, and now she's just gonna kind of wish, and which is coming on Disney Plus soon, or maybe it's on there, and I want to watch it because I've not watched it yet. Rachel is giving a cringe face, and an Argyle, which didn't do very well, and she was in a space movie where she was like in space. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
And so we'll see. We'll see what. I think she's in this The Fall Guy that's coming out with Ryan Gosling this summer. But I'm excited for her. I mean, I love that she comes back to Broadway and loves the community. Yes. I would love to see her in another show. So
put her in a show.
I love that I think people forget she was nominated for Donna Summer. She was like one of the only people nominated for that show, I feel like. So exciting.
Exciting.
Yeah.
Tell them this next bit of news.
Well, the full cast was announced for Romeo and Juliet, starring Tom Holland, no Zendaya in sight, but still very excited for this cast. It's a lot of newcomers, but Juliet is being played by Francesca Amwada Rivers, and then a lot of other people in the cast. We will repost the cast list on our social media.
Yes.
It's starting May 2024 at the Duke of York's Theater, and it's 12 weeks only. And I believe, Rachel, you said it's like sold out, right?
I know. It crashed the website or something. Can't remember.
I'm seeing on here too, it's 500 tickets are being priced at $25. £25.
So good that's for cool. them. Good, good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love when theaters do that.
So you'll get to see Spidey in action. First of all, on Tom Holland, when he posted about Romeo and Juliet, the And Juliet Broadway account said, "What if Juliet didn't die? That should almost be the start of a play." Amazing. And then there was a Broadway World comment that I wanted to read about this. Because they posted the photo of Tom Holland like in the red or whatever.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And someone was like, "That ad photo of Tom is frightening. What an odd photo to use." And like, it's like people didn't know that.
I love
like,
the comment.
The photo for the like the actual show. It's not like a photo of Tom Holland. That
still just edited. A random photo.
Yeah. So funny.
Edit it, Brad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
A petition was launched to rename a Broadway theater. This isn't the Broadway theater. I just want to clarify that.
Thank you, because I was confused.
Yeah. A Broadway theater after Cheetah Rivera. And I believe it might be the Schubert Theater, which is where, or maybe not the Schubert, wherever Chicago is, that theater. Because that's where, apparently, obviously she did Chicago there. But she also did something else. There was like another, maybe West Side Story was there. Yeah, I think West Side Story was there. Was Cheetah Rivera in the original West Side Story?
Yes. Yeah. Sorry, I'm just looking at see where Chicago is, because it's the Ambassador Theater.
Oh, Ambassador. Okay, maybe it's that one. Anyway, apparently people are petitioning for this, and again on Broadway World, Ariana DeBose.
Read us the comments.
Did you read this? Well, first of all, Christian Chenoweth posted, "This is so right, !!!" And then Ariana DeBose said, "This should be a done deal by the Tony Awards Sunday, by Tony Awards Sundays here." So apparently this may happen, which is very
good.
Exciting.
I hope so. Yeah. We need more theaters named after women.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone. Mm-hmm. But also Cheetah Rivera, a legend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So tonight, as of recording this, tonight is happy opening to The Who's Tommy. Mm-hmm. And we will reserve any thoughts and feelings we might have about said show until after their first week of opening.
What does that even mean? That's so vague.
That means I want to wish them well. I don't want to wish them ill, but I might have some criticism later, but they haven't opened yet.
Wow.
That's what that means.
As we've been discussing on the show the past couple of weeks, you are going to New York.
I am.
Have you decided what you're seeing? Are you seeing
your family? I haven't decided yet.
Okay.
Here's what I'm thinking. I'm going to buy you tickets for one show.
Instagram for our listeners.
I'm going to buy tickets to one show. I'm going with a friend. I think I'm going to buy tickets to the show she wants to see. And then I have three other. I don't want to say yet because I haven't bought the tickets yet.
Okay.
And then the other three opportunities. Yeah, if it happens. The other three opportunities to see a show because I'm going to be there on a Wednesday and I could see a Wednesday matinee like a crazy woman.
And an evening.
So that would be four shows I could see Tuesday night, Wednesday. Oh, yeah, four. Tuesday night, Wednesday, two shows, and then a Thursday night. I'm thinking amazing. I will just do the rush for some of them or the lottery So I'm going to put in for the lottery for all the times that I don't buy a ticket. And then if I don't get that or I really want to stand in a rush line in the morning, I might. The rush lines are looking pitiful these days for most of them. So I probably could get a rush ticket.
Yeah.
And the majority of things I'm not still in previews.
Yeah, that's true. You could try and go see Merrily with Lindsay. That could be fun.
No, I'm going to see things that are happening this season, that are new this season, that I have yet to see. Because I'm a Tony voter, damn it.
And that's the clip going at the beginning.
Anyway, what else did we learn this week? We got to get to our...
Yeah,
I know. Don't worry, we will. I'm antsy. Yeah. I feel antsy.
Tammy Faye is coming to Broadway, which I think we talked about a while ago. But that it's coming. Starting performances on October 19th. Did it
we
have
officially
a
got the date. We didn't
theater?
Have a date or the I'll look. But okay, when we mentioned it, we didn't have a date. We didn't know when it was coming. We just heard
and we
it
didn't
was
have
coming.
Actors. I don't think Andrew Reynolds or Katie Brigham were attached, but starring West End. They performed this on the West End, and Olivier winner Katie Brennan, who won an Olivier Award for this role, are going to be starring back in Tammy Faye. Yes, Palace Theater. Wow, that's exciting. That is very exciting. So
that'll be the first musical in there.
I just find this so interesting. I'm also living in the city where most of this took place, so that's very interesting.
That's weird.
And very weird. I remember because I saw the movie, the Tammy Faye movie with Jessica Chastain, and in which she won an Oscar. So maybe Katie will be winning a Tony. It's mid. Jessica's great in it. But I do love that because Andrew Garfield played Jim Baker in the movie and now Andrew Reynolds is playing it on stage and that's two Andrews right there. So
double Andrew.
Yeah, double Andrew. It's so weird because in the movie it was literally like Virginia Beach, Virginia. And I was like, this is weird. This is literally like
where I live.
I also wonder how universal this story, like what is this? Like, is it going to do well in New York? I don't know.
But aren't we intrigued enough?
Yeah. I don't know. I am definitely intrigued. And then also, this is going to go up against, like, the Queen of Versailles. And Smash. But I was thinking Queen of Versailles because I feel like it's a little similar. And it's going to have Christian Chenoweth. And, yeah. Anyway. It'll be interesting. I'm happy Andrew Reynolds.
And Teeth. I think Teeth will transfer to Broadway. It's currently playing off Broadway, so we'll see if I end up seeing that. Speaking of something I hope transfers, that I am obsessed with, that I need to happen, that I need Jelani Aladdin to be in.
Well, these pictures are incredible.
Hercules, the musical.
Yeah.
So tell us what's happening, Tay. What's
happening? Well, pictures of the Hamburg production. This photo in particular of Hades.
Oh yeah. Oh, I
is
know.
So
it all looks incredible.
Cool.
It looks incredible.
Yeah. It looks they way better,
promo.
I guess.
It looks incredible.
Than the paper mill. The paper mill
production. It literally looks so good. And I'm like, once again, give Disney, give us what we want. This is what we want. We don't need a revival of The Little Mermaid on Broadway.
Well, we or don't Beauty and the Beast. Beauty Have you and seen the Beast. Of the Beauty and the Beast.
Revival. We don't need the Beauty and the Beast revival tour. What we want. Yeah. Give us what we want.
Or the Shrek revival tour, apparently, because there was video of that. I did not put in our buzz, but I did not get a chance to watch it.
I have to go. I have to go see the show. I have to. Yeah, it needs to happen.
Yeah, of course. That's our buzz this week. So much happening. Wow. We got pregnancy announcements. We got Tammy Faye, and we got Jordan Fisher staying in Hadestown. So lots happening.
opening.
Yes. Yes, we'll be talking about lots of openings in the coming weeks, which will be exciting. And now we, of course, transition to our March Musical Madness Elite Eight. I really want to play the. Do you remember? Did you ever watch Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Yeah. The lights go down. Yeah, so good. I just watched. There was a clip
that show so much.
There's a clip on Instagram going around of like this guy in Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and he like called his dad, and he was like, he legitimately was like, "Hi, Dad, I don't need your help. I'm just calling you to tell you that I know the answer to this. I'm gonna win $1 million," and he won, and it was so sweet.
Oh my gosh, that's crazy.
It was so great, and Regis was like, "I can't believe this happened." That's what we don't need a musical about Tammy Faye. We need a musical about Regis Philbin.
We need to be a musical about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. That's right. Yeah, right?
It's true.
There's a great tap dance in
audience participation. okay. Oh well, these
Taylor, tell us what's happening.
We're going down to the wire.
This is it.
Not to be confused with the show The Wire. But we're getting down to the wire on March Musical Madness. And, of course, also, too. Wait, Rachel, I'm going to send Rachel the cover art that I made this week. You guys will have already seen it today on Instagram. But I just am obsessed with my High School Musical.
He's obsessed with himself. He's so pleased.
Yes, I am. I just am so much. I am having. Do you love this, Rachel? I'm having so much fun.
Not that. It's so good.
I'm just having so much fun with these basketball photos that I'm finding.
From High School Musical specifically.
I also wonder, people out there, if you're a sports person, how is the real March Musical Madness doing? The real March Madness. See this? I'm just so used to putting musical in there that, wow.
That's amazing. I love it.
But this year we're doing songs, as if you're just tuning in. There's lots happening. Yeah, this week there's a lot.
So we're going to pick. So what's happening this week is we're going from the matchups, the openers, closers, ballads, showstoppers, where there's four.
Correct.
In each, which means there are two fighting, like there are two matches, games, and we're going to pick the final two for each one. So we're going to go to eight. We're going to go to, no, this is eight.
No, this is eight. We're going from eight to four.
Oh, really?
Because next week is the final four. And then and then the final two, and then we're done.
As I was explaining it, I got confused, and also now I'm sad. It's gonna be over. I'm a bit nervous.
Oh man. Because this week we're getting down to the wire of
nervous.
The songs. We are gonna take I think we should take a minute and talk about like the shows and the songs and maybe the significance of the songs in each.
You're gonna have to remind me.
Yeah, so we're going to go through, as you know, like a show, we're going to start with openers, then ballads, then showstoppers, and then closers, like we did a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So first, our first mashup, is that the right pairing? I don't know. Our first
game.
Yeah, game is, the team is led by Elle Woods and Christian Borrell, Laura Bell Bundy, Christian Borrell, Orfei, and Andy Carl. That's the team. And going up against, I guess we'll do the revival with Alex Newell and what's her name? Haley Kilgore, is that her name?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Norm Lewis, wasn't Norm Lewis in that? And Lea Salonga, was Norm Lewis? Maybe he was in the original.
Hey, what is the pairing are we doing? We Dance and Oh My God, You Guys.
Yeah, Oh My God, You Guys versus We Dance.
Okay.
Of course, Oh My God, You Guys from Legally Blonde. Yes. The opening, this is the opening of the show, of course. Such a fun opening. Introducing the world of Legally Blonde. It starts at the Delta New house and then goes into the store. I'm guessing like a Macy's.
The mall. Yeah.
Oh, wait.
She's stuck in the Valley Old Valley Mill?
Yeah. Old, yeah,
Old right. Valley Mall.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think Legally Blonde could be due for a revival. I think it would be great.
Always. Always yeah. Due for a revival for Legally Blonde.
Such a great show.
Oh, it's so good. Yeah. Honestly, Oh My God, You Guys is, it's just so, it's so great. And yeah. I think it's partly because it's such a big song in terms of like bringing you, setting the scene. It just does such a good job of setting the scene mm-hmm. and knowing what's happening. But the actual song itself is kind of reprised, or the sounds of the song is reprised because it acts as the overture mm-hmm. also. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I love it. And I think yeah. it's also so cute. It's so fun.
I also love that there's like a reveal for Elle Woods. Like there's not, it doesn't start with her. It like starts yeah. with the whole, the ensemble. Yeah. And of course, opening with Anna Lee Ashford in the original.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, iconic. I've talked about this on the show, but her trajectory, like literally ensemble Delta New member of Legally Blonde going to Mrs. Lovett and Sweeney Todd. I mean, come on.
That is crazy.
Insane. That's insane.
Yeah.
I mean, that's almost like Christian Borle's trajectory.
Oh,
wow. Christian Borle. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you guys, is a great
the love she deserved.
Yeah. I think, yeah, this song is just, it's so, I don't know. It really sets the scene so well. And it helps us transition to, there are going to be big numbers that move us throughout time. Mm-hmm. Like What You Want is a big number. And even the finale, Legally Blonde, mm-hmm. and, you know, all that.
Yeah.
So I love.
It really sets the tone for the musical.
It does. That's it really does. Yeah. And honestly, it's paired up against We Dance, right? From Once on This mm-hmm. Island.
Yes, which you know, I do not know Once on This Island very well.
Which also kind of sets up the scene. So it's understanding mm-hmm. like what the culture is, why they name the like the gods that they believe in, which come into mm-hmm. play later with the little girl. And mm-hmm. anyway, I really like it. I would say it is an ensemble song, but it gets stuck in your head. Like Oh My God, You Guys also does.
Mm-hmm.
But the chorus of We Dance really gets stuck in your head, and there's like a semi reprise at yeah. the end, the finale.
Yeah.
So similar, cool. similar songs yeah. of like they're powerful enough where we play them throughout the show.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think a good opener does kind of come back throughout the show. Does kind of reprise.
Yeah.
Well, we have. Really a knockout game. I mean, this was kind of a punch, wow. you know, I don't know, a song punch. Really, yeah. the Delta New house crushed against yeah. Once on This Island because, Oh My God, You Guys won 84% against jeez. 16%.
Wow.
Once on This Island.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yee.
Not surprising, in my opinion.
No, it's not that surprising. No.
Yeah, I think Legally Blonde is just more of a brand name, and also
people know the song more.
Is it a better song? A bigger, I don't know. You would know more.
I don't know. It's definitely a bigger song. Yeah. It's a bigger song, and I think we have the same kind of pairing in the next one with Any Dream Will Do and the whole mm-hmm. Being Done thing, where like Any Dream Will Do is like it picks up, but it is it's mm-hmm. honestly just a ballad.
Da, 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 da. It is, you know, just about yeah well Any Dream Will Do from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and then the whole Being Dead thing from Beetlejuice,
and the whole yeah, Being Dead thing is a freaking incredible song mm-hmm. because for a variety of reasons, similar to what Oh My God, You Guys does, where it sets the place, it sets the tone, it sets the characters mm. it helps you march through time, it sets yeah. the tone for the entire show, which I know I already said that. But I think the why it to me is one of the most incredible opening numbers is they break the fourth wall immediately.
Which we love.
We're 3.5 minutes in, and all of a sudden we have a narrator who's also a part of the story. Mm-hmm. And I love that. I think that that's so great. And yeah. I think that that is part of what makes it more comedic.
Mm-hmm.
And able to laugh a lot at it. And there are like 8 bajillion different styles of songs, I feel. Not really that many. There's like 2 or 3 little tidbits of moments where they're singing different styles. And I think that that's amazing. And it's once again, not just one person.
Yeah, and I think, well, you know a little, you know more about Beetlejuice. I've not seen Beetlejuice. I've not really listened to it. Again, just more like Once on This Island. I don't know this song that well. I've seen clips of it because I think he did perform they did it at the
Macy's. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, at Macy's. Okay. But and didn't both. They do it at Tony's too? Yep. Yeah, they did both. Yeah. And so I'm familiar with it, but I don't know. And you just, as we talked about last week, you saw Beetlejuice very recently. But Any Dream Will Do, we performed this in 2013, maybe 2014. Yeah, 2013.
It was not 2014.
And yeah,
it was at least 2012 or 2012 or
2013. I think it was
2012.
I think it was 2012. Wow, world. Any Dream Will Do, and yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, at least for our production, I believe he came out in the audience, and mm-hmm. and said that, you know, right there we were like, bam, Joseph's coming at you, and It is funny because I think Go-Go Joseph is the end of Act 1. Go-Go Joseph does feel like an opening, though. That's kind of funny. But Any Dream Will Do, it is kind of like a da-da-da-da. Like,
I know. You really just are easing in. But I will say that's because there are actually a lot of styles to Joseph and the Amazing Color Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah. And I think that's because there's so many colors to the dream coat. You got to have so many different styles. But I'm
All right. I have a suspicion of what happened.
What do you think would happen?
The whole being dead thing swept it.
We have a 53%.
Oh my God.
47%.
That's insane. That's insane. That's insane.
Any Dream Will Do wins out 53%.
Oh my God. I would never in a million years guess that correctly.
It's the Donny Osmond effect.
Wow. I'm unwell.
Yeah. Yeah. I knew this was going to be a big upset for Rachel.
I'm sad because, oh my God, you guys, and the whole being dead thing going up against each other felt like the same song.
Mm-hmm. And now, it's kind of inevitable that anyone. Maybe...
I don't know. Is it?
I don't know. I guess Any Dream Will Do may be the underdog.
Oh my God.
Any Dream Will Do win the entire thing? Wow. That would be insane.
I did not think that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be insane.
Wow.
Next, we have ballads.
Okay. I'm unwell already.
Unwell. For Good, starting out the year of Wicked. Here we are.
We talked so much about how we love the song already.
I really, really love this song. I feel like I quote it all the time. Been changed.
This and every fifth grade, eighth grade, 12th grade, college graduation.
It's incredible. But also, I love watching videos because Christian Chenoweth does concerts all the time, and
love this song.
Have you seen the one of her and Anna Kendrick? So good.
No, gotta link that in the show notes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, you haven't seen that? It's so good.
I don't think so. And then we have Out There.
Yeah. Which again, a ballad. I mean, I guess
it is a ballad, but I mean, big song. It's really good.
A solo is what I mean.
Yeah, a solo. Yeah. It also is a ballad,
because
they're.
I know,
ballads.
Because we're in the ballads. That's why my brain wasn't working. I think Out There. I don't know. They're both great. They're both so different. That's what's.
I'm thinking about what is best to close a show, I think For Good is the best closer. Mm-hmm. But this isn't closers. This is ballads. No. And when I think about the best ballad, I don't know from Wicked. I don't know if For Good is my favorite ballad from Wicked.
Like, I'm Not That Girl is what you're saying?
Yeah. Or what is the As Long As You're Mine?
Oh, As Long As You're Mine is great. But I don't, I think For Good is like the best ballad, I feel like, from Wicked.
It's fair.
I don't know.
It's fair. Fair. Well, what did the people say?
Well, the people said that exactly. 67%, which is 33% chose out there, but 67 For Good going on to the next round. And really what it will go up against is I'm excited to see what people will choose after this. So anyway, we have two very heavy hitters of songs. Ballads is maybe the best type of song in a music. Maybe I'm wrong. I do love showstoppers, but I think I love a ballad. I just love a ballad. You know what I was thinking? You know, I've always been saying, I do know that On My Own is on Showstoppers on this, but it is also a ballad.
On
My Own, I know how I've been on my high horse about how On My Own is my favorite song of all time. But I also think Part of Your World is also one of my favorite songs ever written.
That's a good one.
Which is a showstopper and a ballad, so.
Yeah, it does both. It can be both.
Yeah. Por que le nos dos? Bring Him Home from Les Miserables. A lullaby, really, is what it really is, because he's singing to Marius while everyone's asleep and no one can hear. I guess
a prayer. It's a prayer.
I guess it is a prayer. And
it's a prayer.
Oh, lullaby. But he's also like singing to him about like
of course, but it's a prayer.
A beautiful, beautiful song. I think it is
a beautiful song. When Hugh Jackman isn't singing it, it's a beautiful song.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
No disrespect.
Wolverine needs to step down.
He can do a lot of things. He was great as what's his face in
Harold Hill.
Music Man. Harold Hill.
Yeah. I would argue maybe Valjean's best song in the musical.
Oh yeah. Oh, it is for sure.
Okay, cool.
For sure.
Just making sure that we're on the same page there.
No, that part for sure. We're locked in.
And then What I Did for Love, I think, is not one person sings this, right? In a chorus line, it's a bunch of people.
I listened to it I listened to it the other day because I was like, I need to know.
But Chorus Line, like, really popular musical. A lot of people reference, 1975, it was on Broadway.
I think it's a classic.
I've never seen a production. Yeah. And I've never seen the movie, which maybe we'll do one day on La La Land. And, it's a lot of people, like Lin-Manuel has referenced it being the Hamilton before Hamilton of its time. Like, it was huge. Crazy.
It's amazing. Like,
it's kind of crazy. So anyway, both really big heavy hitters as far as musicals, I feel like. But Les Mis prevails because 81% of our audience chose Bring Him Home versus What I Did for Love.
That's not shocking to me.
Yeah.
Little sticky notes for the people.
Yeah, sticky notes. Both very different, but also very similar, I feel like. Bring Him Home and What I Did for Love. We have our showstoppers next.
I'm so nervous, Taylor, because this is these are my babies.
These are your babies. Independently Owned versus Maybe This Time. Independently Owned, very recent showstopper, but
really getting up there.
Yeah, and I think we'll stand the test of time, although Shock didn't run that long. But, I mean, if that song wasn't in the musical, I don't think Alex Newell would have won the Tony. So,
no,
that's the entire reason why they won the Tony. So,
it's true.
Yeah.
It's true.
And then maybe this time, a classic.
A classic.
Musical theater.
Know what? Both songs, I want to say really quick, both songs about finding power or expressing power in themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And I love that. And it's also about acknowledging like what's real and what's happening. They're both very different stylistically, but in terms of content, I actually think they're quite similar.
Yeah, and I do kind of want to hear Alex Newell sing maybe this time. So,
Please. Yeah.
Independently owned wins out here 57%. Yay! Versus maybe this time's 36%.
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't super far off.
No, the next one makes me nerve-wracked. Nerve-wracked.
Nerve-wracked. I love that. Nerve-wracked. Nerve-wracked. I think we should just call our podcast Nerve-Wracked from now on.
We're rebranding everyone. Yeah.
It's the time, 110 episodes in, we're rebranding. On my own from Les Miserables, as I've said, I'm a huge fan.
Taylor's favorite song.
Versus She Used to Be Mine from Waitress. Again, an oldie versus a newie.
Yeah.
An oldie versus a newie. Which I think makes it difficult because a lot of people have lots of feelings of She Used to Be Mine. And then On My Own is like
the classic.
Again, the best song ever written.
But you know what's crazy? They both are similar content.
Yes, they are. Yeah. It's so crazy. 59% versus 49%.
Oh.
59% chose. What do you think?
On My Own.
Chose On My Own from Les Mis. Going on to.
I'm worried about that next time. All right. Okay.
Yeah.
All
so
right.
Independently owned versus On My Own is. Don't know what's gonna happen. Both own in the titles. Ooh.
Yeah, that's a fun
closures, which we finished today as of recording this. The votes were tallied right minutes before we started recording.
Minutes.
Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story from Hamilton versus Children Will Listen reprise from Into the Woods. Again, very different. But
oh no. Oh, the two of them are different. Okay.
Very different songs is what I mean. Absolutely. But both like do reprise throughout the show, like as far as motifs. Mm-hmm. And I think recap the show.
The show.
Yeah.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. I think and that I think... these two as closers are some of the most powerful, but out of the other ones we have on the list are like the best as the closer.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think, I mean, Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story, just that phrase, is just like so beautiful. It's like such a beautiful thing to just think about. Like we tell our stories, but then what's so beautiful about Hamilton is, as we talked about, is Eliza tells his story. Like, he doesn't really get to tell his story because he died so young and someone else does. It's so beautiful. Yeah. Anyway, but Children Will Listen reprise. Be careful the things you say. Children will listen. Also that's beautiful. That's right.
Yeah. It's also a warning. They're both warnings a little
yes,
bit.
Yes, they are.
Or like cautionary.
Fascinating.
Fascinating.
Another slam dunk of a game. Yeah, just a bam, bam.
Yeah.
82% versus 18%.
Wow. Yeah. A knockout.
82% Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story versus Children Will Listen, 18%. Yeah. We had a couple votes of some loyal fans for Children Will Listen, which I do appreciate. I do actually just very quickly want to go back to our showstoppers because we had from Sarah E. Amick. A listener.
Sarah
said of On My Own versus She Used to Be Mine. She said she commented on our social media and said, I literally can't choose between the two. I love them so much. I've loved On My Own for way longer, of course. So maybe I'll go with that. But I don't know. Exclamation point.
That's how we feel, Sarah. That's how we feel.
I just wanted to shout you out, Sarah.
Oh, thanks, Sarah.
Yeah. Aww. And then last but not least, we have You Can't Stop the Beat from Hairspray. Hairspray. Ultra Clutch. Versus Goodbye Until Tomorrow. I Can Never Rescue You from the last 5 years.
I made my dad listen to that song the other day and he was like, whoa. I was like, powerful.
I would say maybe out of these, all of our pairings, maybe the most different.
The most different.
Yeah.
The most insane.
You Can't Stop the Beat, like such a like
it's fun. Like a bow song. Yeah. It's like bows. Yeah. It's almost like it's like the fun song you do at the end. Yeah. It's, you know.
And Goodbye Until Tomorrow is like this juxtaposition of like tragedy versus
excitement.
This is my relationship that I think is going to last. Like, yeah, it's so crazy. I'm really excited about this winner because 45% versus 55%, 45% lost. You Can't Stop the Beat lost to Goodbye Until Tomorrow.
Wow.
55%. The last 5 years.
Okay.
I Can Never Rescue You. So that means Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story is going up against the last 5 years.
I'm going to read them. I'm going to read our next pair. I'm going to read the final four, which I'm going to say correctly.
Yes, the final four. Yeah.
So openers, the last game together is Oh My God, You Guys versus Any Dream Will Do.
The best.
Sorry, Louis. Oh My God, You Guys from Legally Blonde and Any Dream Will Do from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat.
Yeah.
Our showstoppers. The Dark Horse. Our showstoppers, we have Independently Owned from Shucked and On My Own from Les Mis.
Amazing.
Ballad. I know that is the match to watch if I was a betting woman.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have Ballads. We have For Good from Wicked and Bring Him Home from Les Mis. Also contentious. That sounds challenging.
Yep.
And then closers, we have last but not least, Who Lives, Who Dies, Who Tells Your Story from Hamilton and Goodbye Until Tomorrow, I Could Never Rescue You from The Last 5 years.
Kind of crazy. What do you think about these final pairings?
Honestly, none of this shocks me except for Any Dream Wild.
Going on to the final
round. Amazing.
It's so crazy. One of the final rounds. I do think it will be interesting if we get a like Bring Him Home versus On My Own. Like,
yeah. No, I don't want that because I obviously want Independently Owned.
Right. But we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah,
only time will tell. Will Any Dream Will Do make it to the final?
Only time will tell. And our voters on our Instagram. So go to our Instagram and vote.
That's right. It will start today on our Instagram. Check it out. The next 4 days, you can vote for the final four. Insane.
Yes, that's insane. That
Thank you, Rachel.
Thanks, Tay. I put my little sticky note away. Until next time.
Until next time, join us for the basketball game. That's going to be the final one.
Those basketball things that Rachel nor Tay know.
March Musical Madness.
Hey, yo. Woo, woo, woo.
All right, Rachel, let's talk about our character of the week.
Let's do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to start making up a cheer for that. Delta New. Sorry. Yeah. I was just imagining if we had cheer signs for our character of the week, be like character of the week. Anyway, we're gonna figure that out. That's soon.
Call signs like top.
Call signs like top. Yes, exactly like that. This is the segment at the end of our podcast every week where we think about what we've been doing, how we've been feeling, what we've been up to, and then we scour the theater universe, the theatrical universe, and we pick someone or something or a character that has the same thoughts, feelings, and vibes.
That's right. We would also love to hear your thoughts on all the theater buzz this week. Tammy Faye, Jordan Fisher, Hercules, all the things. In Hamburg. Did we mention that it was in Hamburg? I don't know if we mentioned that.
Yes, you said.
Okay. And your thoughts on March Musical Madness. Did you think Any Dream Will Do would go on to the next round?
Who's betting on Any Dream Will Do?
Yeah. Who is betting on that? That's right. You're going to win $1 billion, I guess. And of course, your characters of the week. Comment on our social media pages. Tell us your character this week. You may get a shout out on a future episode. Rachel, would you like to hear my character this week?
Yes, please tell me. Who are you?
This week, I am someone very similar, Rachel. You will find that someone similar that we've talked about in the past couple weeks. This week in Virginia, where I live, it has been rainy and cold and just kind of blah. And especially today, it's been raining all day. It just feels like a good day to like curl up and watch a movie and just be wrapped up in a story. And I feel like this character really loves to do that, just write and read stories. And in particular today, I don't know why, but I just felt like watching The Lord of the Rings. So that's what I watched today. Watch The Lord of the Rings. And that's the story. It just felt like a good rainy day movie. And this character loves writing her own stories, loves performing them with her sisters, loves going on and marrying German professors. And that's right. I'm Jo March from The Little Women musical and movie. Who knows which one I will be. But
yeah,
Jo March. Oh, just like last week, Rachel.
I love that. I wasn't sure where you were going, but that's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, who is your character this week?
This week, as of recording this, I'm in a suit jacket. So that feels important to my character. I am this character because for a few reasons. One, I think I look like her. And two, because There are times in this show where you're like, I hate this woman. What? Why is she this way? Why is she being this way? And then you realize that like maybe no one in that space, in the space that she was in, she was just trying to be in the space that and perform like the men around her. And it takes this other character who recognizes the femininity in her and who like calls it out. And then she ends up being, you know, good friends or at least like nice to this person. And I don't know what about that really feels very relevant in this time, but I think I'm moving from one job to another. I'm moving from a job where the environment wasn't so great. And I felt like I had to not just wear a suit jacket, but also perform in a certain way. And I'm excited to see how the new environment changes and shapes that Gemini nature. Amazing. And so this week I'm Vivian Kensington from Legally.
Yes. Last week I was Elle Woods.
I know.
This week you're Vivian and I'm Jo March. Wow. We're just taking a book from each other.
We literally are.
And just knowing what you're doing, that so fits. I'm so excited. Yeah. Well, if you guys would like to join in on our discussion, check us out at theaternerdpod.com, or you can also find us on Instagram and Threads and YouTube at theaternerdpod and on Facebook at theaternerdpodcast.
Thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you next week.